Johnny Toy of Ní Pádraig Éiscithín. It's been a fantastic journey this year for the Muff Parish and for everybody involved in this club. The journey's not over. You were under an Ulster final. How's that feel?
Words probably can't really describe it. Look, after the county final, like I said 2 weeks ago, after the quarter final, we were in bonus territory, if you ask me. And look, we played in patches 2 weeks ago. Compared to today, we probably played in patches today. Our first 17 minutes, I think we scored 6 points. Yeah. And then for the last, whatever it was left in the first half, we scored nothing. But in fairness, in the second half there, when we got the free, and I hadn't slipped, I never thought in a million years I would see Drew McKinney's hand go into the goal. And it's a common theme for him this past few weeks. He's been getting a few goals, under 21s and seniors. So one more game.
Yeah, one more game. But let's not open in 17, 18 minutes. We were talking to the supporters at halftime, and some were suggesting that was probably one of the best spells of football that you guys had played this year.
Well, look, when we came out in the county final, we probably had the same sort of spell. And when we came out in the quarter final, we did the same. We scored a lot of six or seven long-range points. And we've probably done a wee bit of the same there the day. Yeah. Like, but we probably want to improve on our second half and the first half.
Yeah.
Like, because we're not putting up enough points on the board. But in fairness today, what did we get? 111 or something? Now, that's up there. That could win you a game. Like, me and my father were chatting before the game. I said, what do we have to score to win this game? He says, 110, he says, and probably more. Yeah. We've got 111, so we're happy enough with that.
Yeah. Listen, it was a fantastic performance, and you're into an Ulster final. And I know, looking around here, like, means so much to everybody involved here. So it does, Johnny.
Seeing the kids around here now is brilliant. After the county final, there was an announcement to say that kids would stay off the field, and there was no stopping them getting off. Same for the quarter final, same probably here today. But in fairness, it's great to see the community coming together. Look, we've had tough times this past few months, and to see the community come together like we have, it's something to be admired, I think.
Yep. Craig Bann now waits in the final. Their management was sitting below us on commentary, keeping an eye as to the way you boys were playing your football. I don't think he's got a chance to see any of their first semi-final where it went to penalties. But listen, Ulster can be a bit of a minefield, and you know that any opposition is formidable on the day.
Look, it was probably a good thing we were on second. We did want to be on first so we could get a look at the second team, but considering we were on second, I think, and when it went to extra time and penalties, the boys were nervous, and it wasn't really nerves, it was just the waiting around. Boys wanted to get going, get into the game, and the warm-up was short, but we stayed to what we'd done all year, and in fairness, the boys are a great credit. Like, I think we're going nearly a year now from the first time we trained last year, and not a lot of teams can say that.
Yeah, and you go again one more time.
Well, one more. Here's hoping.